News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Well, let's bring in the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke. Minister, we're going to talk to you about tariffs in a second. But you said yesterday on the public airways that the government is winning the battle on homes. I mean, that quite patently is not the case, I have to put to you, Minister.
No, what I said, Shane, is that we're trying to win the battle. And if you look at the content of what I said, is that it is going to take a significant period of time and we're trying to turn the dial as best we can as government. So I don't want to be caught out of context.
I don't want to keep interrupting you, but you've been in government since 2011, Fine Gael has. I mean, how much time do you actually need to start making progress on this?
Yes, and if we're very honest, from that point in time, we do know we had lost 2/3 of our construction workers. We do know we had 3,000 ghost estates left right around the country. We do know our country was spending 50% more than it was taking in an income. We do know we were borrowing off the lenders of last resort. So a huge amount of work. And we had a decade of lost capital investment, which now we've brought up to quadruple since we did a decade ago. So we had a huge amount of work to do. But I do accept that we have to do more. And I know that as a minister, that absolutely we are trying to win this battle. And we are going to be meeting as a cabinet subcommittee every single month to pull every lever in government to ensure that we up our supply of housing. And we do know the previous 2 years we did meet our targets. Obviously, last year is a big issue. But what gives me hope is that if you look in the last 12 months, about 65,000 units have been commenced. And that's 70% up on the previous year. So okay, we need to get those converted into...
It would seem you need to get the national planning framework passed as well, because that seems to have fallen between two stools. I mean, it's been ready since November. The cabinet hasn't looked at it. And apparently that's actually stopping planning permissions from going through.
Well, I'm not sure if it's actually stopping planning permissions, because there's a significant amount of planning permissions that have to be converted into units. Our big challenge in this country is to convert zoned land into housing units. And I think we need to focus firmly on that. Just because you zone more land doesn't necessarily mean that that will be converted.
By the way, Minister, there are specific examples quoted in the papers today of planning permissions that did not go ahead because basically they're refused, because under the county development plan, actually, you know what, the county has reached its limit. There's an example given of Wicklow where this is happening, where there's a crying need for homes. So it is actually stopping planning permissions. And it's sitting somewhere in the Department of Housing.
Well, I haven't seen that report, because if I knew we were going to be talking about housing,
Yeah.
So the point I would make is that the majority of local authorities, around the 32 local authorities in this country, are not meeting their targets. There's about 3 or 4 of them that are meeting their housing targets. The rest of them, in terms of the land that's zoned, are not converting that into housing units. And that's the point sometimes that gets missed in this country. If we go back to the boom, there was enough zoned land to accommodate the growth of 10 million people. But the key thing is people were saying there was zoning land, there was no infrastructure, there was no recreational activities, there was no schools, there was no proper planning attached to the land that was zoned. And that's the key thing. We need to plan our infrastructure with our zoned land, but critically ensure it gets converted.
Now, you did come on to talk about tariffs, as you said, not about housing. Just have a listen to Howard Lutnick. You probably heard this over the weekend, Minister. He's the US Secretary of Commerce, describing Ireland as his favourite tax scam.
The country of Ireland last year had a $60 billion budget surplus. So we lose $2 trillion and they make 60.
As Minister for Trade, does that make you worried when you hear someone as influential as Howard Lutnick making those comments?
Absolutely, especially when he has the figures significantly exaggerated. Obviously, around $25 billion of a surplus, $14 billion of which was part of the Apple one-off fund. But I would say it is concerning to hear the President saying that April 2nd is going to be Liberation Day. But still, as an Irish government and as an EU, we don't know the shape or form of what's going to happen on April 2nd. And that makes it more difficult to respond to. But I do think the EU took a very fair move in that they're waiting to see exactly what the content is on the second, rather than go ahead with reintroducing the tariffs that were already suspended on April 1st. So we'll take a few weeks to have a look at the various different moves that the US met. There may be room for negotiation at that point in time. And also we'll have to have a look at vulnerable sectors within an Irish context, because that's going to be very important as part of the response.
Your colleague, Pascal Donoghue, gave a pretty gloomy assessment on this yesterday. He said, worst case scenario, it could affect up to 80,000 jobs here.
Yeah, that's obviously an ESRI report done in conjunction with the Department of Finance. One of the critical things that struck me on the report is, in a worst case scenario, it does show the economy is still growing, but obviously not at the pace we would like. And there will be significant challenge if the worst case scenario happens. But I think what the government has to do now, what I want to do, is critically improve our competitiveness. We have to take the opportunity in the challenges that we meet, just like we did through COVID, or like we did through the various challenges we had in Brexit and diversifying our exports. We need to ensure that we're getting to grips on our energy, on our water and wastewater, and critically our housing, which is number one priority for the government, to ensure that we are controlling the problems that are under our remit. I think as a country, our capital expenditure is stronger at record levels than it ever has been. We are in surplus, and we have about 16 billion euro this year that we'll continue to put by for both our sovereign wealth funds. And that will give us the best chance to meet the challenge from a position of strength.
Do you, as a government, also need to start managing expectations in relation to the upcoming budget? We've had three huge budget giveaways the last 3 years, and I think that's almost set the bar for what people expect. That really isn't likely if there is a trade war. In the next budget, we're not going to see that level of giveaway, I presume.
Well, I think we have to be very careful, and the programme for government is very clear that if the economy was to encounter an economic shock, that we would have to revise a lot of what we're trying to do in the programme for government. But at this point in time, that hasn't happened. And obviously, we're seeing huge investments still in our multinational sector. Our Indigenous economy is under pressure in certain areas in terms of hospitality and retail. We're trying to do a huge amount in this budget. That will be our focus, trying to help those key areas. But obviously, it will all depend on how the national picture is looking. But we are doing, I think, the responsible thing in putting money by and also trying to work in an EU context with Mauro Šefčovič to ensure that we get our input into whatever tariffs are agreed on midway through April.
Plan for the worst, hope for the best.
I think you have to ensure that you are planning for the worst. And the critical thing is, Shane, and you will know this, as we spoke about earlier on in this interview, it's so important to invest in capital expenditure. And we're going to hit over 15 billion euro this year. And if things get tight, the critical thing is not to lay back on capital expenditure, because that's what happened, you know, over a decade ago, where the state went to not investing in people's future and the key infrastructure that attracts more talent, that attracts jobs, that makes our economy competitive. We need to ensure we keep that expenditure up. That has to be the bottom line in any challenge that the state makes.
Peter Burke, Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.